USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's legal team is pushing back against a request for a protective order in his alleged election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to censor some of Trump's speech about the case, after the former president posted, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. In the response yesterday, Trump's lawyers claimed it violated the First Amendment. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon, having said a hearing on the matter will be held no later than Friday. Ohio voters head to the polls today in a special election that could affect the future of abortion law in the state. The issue on the ballot, critics claim, would make it more difficult to amend the state constitution to get citizens' initiatives before voters. The measure would raise the threshold for approval on amendments to 60% instead of the current simple majority. Supporters say the goal is to keep out-of-state special interest groups from coming into the state and influencing Ohio law. It's going to cost you more to get your kids ready for school this year, John Schaefer explains.
Parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies for their kids. This shopper saying cuts will have to be made somewhere.
We're going
to
recycle what we already have at home, and whatever we're missing, that's what we're going to get this year. To make sure it fits into the budget, because everything is double the price.
The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than last year. Overall, Americans will spend a record $42 billion compared to last year's $37 billion.
Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles, California are preparing to stage a one-day walkout. Personnel including sanitation crews, traffic officers, airport workers, and engineers plan to picket for 24 hours at City Hall and LAX Airport. This would mark the first such strike action in more than 40 years. USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Thousands of jobs will be lost when Tyson Foods shuts down 4 U.S. chicken processing plants.
The Arkansas-based company said it's hurt by falling chicken and pork prices and as well as the reduced demand for beef products. The company's also struggling with declining profits. Experts say some consumers are looking for lower-cost protein alternatives because of inflation. I'm Ryan Daniels.
At least 2 people are dead as powerful storms slammed parts of the South and East Coast yesterday. In Alabama, a man was killed when he was struck by lightning, while a teen in South Carolina died from falling out of a tree. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses were without power Monday night, affecting several states like North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Millions of Americans had also been under tornado watches. The storms prompted widespread flight delays and cancellations as some airports and eastern hubs had to issue ground stoppages. As of 4 a.m. Eastern, well over 100,000 homes in Pennsylvania are still without power. The number in North Carolina is 141,000 homes. Virginia, Tennessee, Maryland, Georgia, and South Carolina has tens of thousands in each state without power. Home prices are up and reaching highs across the country. A new report from Black Knight says prices went up by 0.8% in June after a long slowdown. Prices hit record levels in about 60% of major housing markets across the USA. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.